Wallace won the 1962 governor race, but the surprise election was that Big Jim Folsom finished third. Ron DeGraffenreid actually came in second and faced Wallace in the runoff. Wallace was elected governor, but DeGraffenreid had run a brilliant get-acquainted race, and a star had been born. The 1966 governor's race actually had two stories, the Ron DeGraffenreid story and the Lurline Wallace story. Ron DeGraffenreid had become the man to beat in 1966. He took a page from the George Wallace playbook and copied Wallace's work habits from 4 years earlier. He worked the state nonstop from one end to the other. He worked as hard as Wallace, but was even more organized. Old-timers say he had a precinct and box captain lined up in every box in Hammond, Alabama. It was an unbelievable organization for that era. Well, during the summer of 1965, one of the most titanic sessions in state history occurred. Wallace called a special session to get the legislature to change the Constitution and do away with the one-term limit to allow him to succeed himself. It was called the succession session. It passed the House easily, but some strong-willed state senators withstood the most powerful pressure ever put on legislators. They refused to buckle into brazen and strong-armed Wallace power play. Wallace could not get the majority he needed in the Senate. Many of those senators were committed to DeGraffenreid. They'd served with him and loyal to him. It cost many of them their political careers. Wallace went after them with a vengeance. He was at the height of his popularity. The race issue was at its peak and a fever pitch, and Wallace owned the race issue. With Wallace out of the race, DeGraffenreid appeared invincible. He campaigned tirelessly, even though he only had token opposition. It was a cold, windy night in early February of 1966. He was to make a speech up around Sand Mountain. He had a campaign plane, and he and his pilot were advised not to try to make the flight to the event. DeGraffenreid refused to stop. He boarded the plane at Fort Payne, and within minutes after takeoff, he and his pilot crashed to a mountain and were killed instantly. DeGraffenreid would have been governor. The state was in shock. The governor's race was wide open with less than 3 months before the primary, which was tantamount to election at the time. We'll continue next week with the rest of the story of 1966 governor's race, the Lurline Wallace story. Thank y'all for listening.